This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people of the North State who are involved personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
When you come to Red Bluff at night and you see that lit up, you go, wow, that's how it looked in 1946, and that's how it looks now in 2016, 70 years later. I'm Bob Douglas, and I'm the president of the board of directors for this year of the State Theater for the Arts in Red Bluff. I didn't grow up in Red Bluff. I moved to Red Bluff in 1999, and so my first impression of the theater was a dilapidated old blade and a falling down marquee and paint peeling off of the building. But if I had grown up in Red Bluff, and if Bill Cornelius, for instance, our first president of the theater, was sitting here right now, who grew up in Red Bluff, Bill would tell you that he went to his first movies and saw the Saturday serials and put his arm around the first girl he ever put his arm around in that theater. And most of the people in Red Bluff will tell you those very, very same stories, including a little-known actor named Tom Hanks, whose mom lived in Red Bluff, and he spent the summers in Red Bluff. He saw Star Wars in that theater and Planet of the Apes and lots of the Disney movies. And the theater's very special to all of those people. We purchased the theater for $441,000 in 2010. Got an ag note from the federal government. And the community of Red Bluff and the people that have grown up in Red Bluff that live all over the country and come home and visit the State Theater opened their hearts and their pocketbooks and gave very, very freely to the State Theater. We raised $441,000 and amortized the loan in 2 years. We have actively been involved in all kinds of restoration projects, and we've had some very, very important partners in that. The Sierra Pacific Foundation, the Shasta Community Foundation, McConnell Fund of that foundation has given us two large grants, one to restore the blade. That's the large sign that says State on the top of the theater, and then the marquee. And the grant we got from the Shasta Regional Foundation, $65,000, allowed us to remove those, totally restore them to 1946 levels, original, neon, and all of that. You don't have to talk to yourself very long and hard to realize that this is worth saving, because we don't build buildings like that anymore, and we probably never will, because the cost of doing that kind of work for public buildings seems prohibitive today. And so we're very committed, all of us, to preserving the theater, restoring it to its previous glory, and we're getting close, and making it a performing arts center for the people of Red Bluff, Tehama County, and for that matter, the whole North State, forever.
You've been listening to Bob Douglas talk about the restoration of the State Theater in Red Bluff. This audio, more history about the theater, and archive editions of Common Ground for Common Good can be found online at mynspr.org.